You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Well, this is a pretty good one. This comes from a guy named William. I don't know if this is so much a problem. Well, I guess there could be elements of a problem in there. But it's mostly a question that he has that I think is a valid question. William says, "Hi, boys. I've listened to you for years and never thought about writing until now. After 11 years of marriage, I got divorced 2 years ago. And last year, I started dating a terrific woman I met online." Here's where it gets good.
All right.
"About 2 months ago, I dropped the L word for the first time with her." I need to jump in here for just a second.
So many L
words.
Do what?
But which L word?
Come on now. And there are all sorts of studies out there that show that by far men are the first to ever say, "I love you." That, and if, from what I saw in the last study I saw, it wasn't even close. Like, obviously there are some times where women are the first to say it.
Yeah.
But far and away, men are the first to utter those words.
Isn't it beautiful when we say that? I think it's beautiful.
It's magical.
I was first, definitely. I know I was first. "I love you."
Does he,
like, second date, like, too.
You probably were crying when you did
love
it, too,
you so
weren't
much.
You?
Please don't
you
leave
probably
me.
Had a tear
don't
in your
leave
eye.
Me. Come on.
Anyway, back to William's story. He said, 2 months ago, I dropped the L word for the first time with her. She didn't react the way I expected. She gave me a hug and said, "You're the sweetest man, but I think you're in lust, not in love, and that won't last very long." Let that sink in. Let everybody think about it. William picks up the story. He goes, "I will not deny she's a very attractive woman, and I'm extremely turned on by her. But while I agree there is lust involved, it actually has a shelf life. And if so, how long is it?" He says, "I never really felt that way with my wife. I loved her when we got married and we were affectionate with each other, but this feels differently. Is there a rule of thumb or something about how long the lust phase lasts?"
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's from William. I'll let you sound off first, Jer.
Well, I'm still in it, let's say. I am still in that phase.
Well, your wife listens to the show, so you can't say anything else.
Not full-on lust, which is like when you begin a new relationship, because in definition, lust is feelings that are only sexual in nature. That's it, 100% of the time.
It is?
That is lust. That is straight lust, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just reading about it online, actually. That was like, this is a whole list of the signs of lust, and number one is your feelings are only sexy in nature. And that truly is lust, because that's all you want to do is just be on them all the time, essentially. But I will say, 2 decades later, I still have the lust towards my wife. I mean, it's not full on, but it's like,
I've got lust towards your wife. What are you talking about?
She doesn't have it for me, I guarantee you. but I will say that it lasts a long time.
Maybe that's what, you know, William, he's talking about his new lady friend. When she says that won't last very long, maybe she was speaking for herself.
I think so, because I think maybe he had signs of love and other feelings besides lust. So that's why he said, "I love you." But, man, I don't know. Who knows what the right answer is? I mean, you could come out and say maybe 6 months to a year before that just general infatuation drops off for a lot of people. But I have a touch of it. I have a touch of lust.
The
sounds
touch
like
of lust,
a perfume,
everybody.
Right? By Paris Hilton.
Okay, so I have to take a different stance here. And I have to say that although there are exceptions, God, if we don't throw that disclaimer out, we always hear from people.
Oh, yeah.
There are exceptions. I want to say the vast number of times lust doesn't make it 6 months.
Probably.
Now, I'm not saying that you're not still attracted, and I'm not saying you don't still enjoy being romantic with someone and all of that. But the lust phase in my mind, is, what's the old saying? Part and parcel. It goes arm in arm with newness and
Newness, it's excitement, it's something different.
It's the excitement of something new. That
your
to
willingness
me is
to
what
explore. Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm being generous with the 6 months. I think, and then also, we're going to open up the phones. People can call in and talk about this. This is not a naughty topic. This is human biology, people. So those of you who are putting your hands to your mouth saying, oh, it's human biology. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I think it can last a little longer for some people, but generally it's a new experience, and part of that excitement is what fuels it. Now, I also say
absolutely,
it depends on how many times you see each other. Because some people, when they start dating, they don't see each other very often.
So as soon as you see them, you're like, I'm a randy dog, you know?
Right, but if you get into a relationship immediately with someone and you're seeing them every day, I think that reduces your shelf life on lust. And I just want to reiterate, I'm not saying you can't still be attracted to someone physically, but I think lust is a different animal.
And I'm wondering, if people are generally just going out right now looking for lust, because that's all we hear about sometimes is people trying to do online dating and things like that, and they're finding people.
Well, Tinder was big with that.
That's all
the
people
time, right?
want is that 6 months of just pure lust, and that's what they get off on, for a lack of a better term. But you get the excitement for 6 months, and then you've got to move on to somebody else for 6 months, then you move on to somebody else, and it's just strictly lust that they're after.
Well,
that's
I'll
all
go so far
want.
As to say that I think I'm, a science nerd I am. I believe in the science of this, that it is a chemical reaction, and to fool yourself into thinking that that chemical reaction lasts for years, I don't think that's realistic.
I think it does. You got to work at it, and you got to if you find the right person. I'm telling you right now, man. Like my wife runs through my mind easily 500 times a day, and I think
that is a little snippet of lust.
And
maybe you are the exception that I'm talking about. I'm talking about for most people, it's a chemical thing in your brain, and
a lot of that addiction is
tied to. That newness factor that I was talking about.
Or maybe you have a sex addiction and you need to go talk to somebody about it.
No, but get a load of this. There was a study that was done several years ago, and I'm sorry that I don't have it at my fingertips to be able to pull up and cite. But there was somebody did a study, and they based it on the number of times that you actually have relations with someone. They put a number to it. And so it didn't matter if it was 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, because some people are more randy than others. But it was a number. And once you hit a certain number, and obviously this was averaged out, you hit that certain number, your feelings of lust went away.
You're just kind of like, over it. Okay. You kind of know what to expect. You know what you're going to get.
Right. I thought it was fascinating.
But then you got to start doing it. You got to get in love on a deeper level, I guess.
Yeah, but I just don't want to confuse this with love, because lust is, it's a different animal.
It is.
You want to take one quick call before we go to break?
I do, because they've been holding
one
for a
quick
bit.
Call, and then we'll take more calls out of the break. 303-691-1649. Hey, Corinne, good morning.
Hi, boys.
Hey, you.
So William is wondering how long lust lasts. What would you say?
Okay. I kind of have to agree with Jeremy. I think if you're actually in love, lust doesn't go away. I think if you genuinely love the person, you're always kind of lust after them.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you love them. But I also think that if you only lust somebody, I agree with you, Don, less than 6 months.
See, in my case, the lust isn't actually the act of, what comes with the lust. I think I can look at my wife and just lust for her just by looking at her. It doesn't have to be the act of, wonka, wonka, wonka.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the act. You don't have to get randy.
Yeah, you don't have to get randy. But just even looking at her, I'm like, oh my God, I could right now pounce on you still. 20 years later, I love you so much.
I feel the same about my husband. But then I think to my past relationships where it was more lust, and I'm like, I spent what, 5 months with you because I thought you were cute, and then, ugh. Now
I'm Corinne, you're thank gross. You for a great call.
Yeah, thank you,
we
Corinne.
Appreciate
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you. You know, I think maybe if before we go to break, yeah. and then we'll take calls afterwards, yeah. is that a lot of it, I think, is what is the driving factor. Like you say, I can look at my wife mm-hmm. and like, oh, my God, I'm attracted to you. I want to jump on you. Yeah. But I think lust is a driving force. Like, I want to see them so I can do that. In other words, that's number one. That's what fuels your desire to see somebody.
So you
Whereas once you're married and together for several years, you're still attracted. But that's not what drives you to hurry and speed home. I mean, my God.
I don't know.
I've done Hollywood stop through stop signs before to hurry and get to someone's house. I mean, come on. And, you know, 3 months later, I was stopping to get a Coke on the way over. You know? April says, I had a professor in college who did a section on love and lust, and her position was that love is something that's in our control, but lust is out of our control. She says, at first I disagreed, but over time I believe she's right. I agree with that, too.
No.
And Maddie takes it takes that same idea and moves it another step along. She says, lust is totally chemical, and it wears off because of familiarity. That's why people have affairs. They certainly don't love this other person, but it's a shiny new object that catches their eye. The chemicals start flowing, and it takes over their mind.
Yeah, it becomes an obsession and infatuation. Or
sure.
Joe actually wrote in. Go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, I was going to say the chemical part to me is what people overlook because it's not romantic to them. And
why can't these chemicals stay with you for years and years and years?
Well, it's kind of like if you put, you know, okay, I'll give you an example. Think about all that fruit you're setting on the ledge in our office.
Yeah.
And you set it out there, and that first day, it is shiny and new and beautiful. Yeah. And what happens to it over time? It just degrades.
And it looks horrible, and it dries out. But I would argue that I enjoy it now more than the pristine banana that I had put on there 6 years ago. I enjoy going in and looking at that banana now to see what it's become. It
yes,
brings
but you
me
won't
joy.
Eat it, will you?
I'm not going to eat it, but I'm still see? Excited to see it.
Well, that's the lust part, my friend. What did you say somebody else wrote?
Oh, Jill, but she did the whole thing. First of all, I have to apologize because she does use the word intercourse, but I hate that word. She says,
that's
boys.
Okay, Jeremy. It's a technical term.
Ah. Boys,
biological, buddy.
Don't. I'm just going to be hard enough for me to say it. Boys,
you
if you look up.
Say the I word. No,
I'll
it?
Say it when I get to it. Boys, if you look up the definition of lust, it's defined as a strong desire for something or someone. And she goes on to talk about like how a guy feels when he sees a supermodel, or if you want a cool new sports car, you're lusting after it. She says, it's not actually the act of intercourse. Ugh. It's the need to be around the person or the thing. If that's the case, then I believe lust can last a lifetime.
Mm, but I don't think it's the same thing.
It's just, I do. It's the desire to be around that thing. Mm. Sure it is. That's all. Mm. Lust equals
desire. We can disagree on that.
I'm fine with it.
Let's grab a call. It's Charles who's been patiently holding. Charles, what do you say?
Well, I think that, and this just brings me back to a few years ago, and in college, I wasn't the, you know, best guy there, but I always felt like I could never really find love, and lust was always kind of the emotion that I was feeling. And so I then, 2 years after college, I met this amazing woman, and we've been married for 3 years now, and I really just think that lust is just an emotion. It's either a prerequisite to love or that can even ruin love, because I feel like sometimes lust can just lead you to do things that you shouldn't actually do. Well, love leads you to really grow your relationships with people.
I never okay. thought of it yeah, that okay. way, Charles. And right. I think that is a really smart
smart observation.
I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think your observation is spot on. So, by the way, congratulations on finding the love of your life, my friend.
Do you still lust yeah, after your wife after 3 years?
I feel like there are always times where, you know, you feel lust, but I feel like it's not...
It's morphed?
It's not... Yeah, it's less... It's not as much as it used to be.
There you go. Hey, thanks for
all
the
right,
call, buddy.
Good luck.
And I think that's why it comes out of the, that's why I, going into this, I didn't want to confuse your desire to have relations with someone is always lust. Like I said, you're still attracted. Mm-hmm. Lust is the driving force. That's like, I've got to see them.
I've got to see them. I've got to be around
and,
them.
And it's different with every relationship, but I don't know. Like I said, it's not, I guess it's not romantic for some people
right.
to talk about it. I'm not trying to take romance out of this, but I just did. So.
And listen, I'm really sorry that I said intercourse.
That's going to bug. Listen, people, I know Jeremy. That's going to bug him all day.
Stand that word. I
all
cannot
day.
Stand it. It's the worst.
I'm going to try to find a way of working it into our conversation the rest of this show without it meaning that.
Like, I don't even like going to the airport because you go to, like, a concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me too much of intercourse.
Right. You don't like a four-course meal?
No, none of that.
You and I are
that.
Having a nice discourse right now.
Yeah. I don't like any of it.
Your Mindbender is coming up next. Right now, let's see what's going on with your drive.
We got this crash working on the...